trust. Now you have a child, and just as you knew long before, dad is gone. Now you have a baby, and you got to take care of it by yourself. You moved somewhere and got another woman and another woman pregnant.
I still live in their home, Your Honor.
Still live where?
I still live in their home.
He will not leave. He told me all the time.
Wait a minute. The woman that won't allow you any individuality, the person that doesn't trust you, the person that won't let you, every time you go somewhere, she blames you. Now it's obvious that you've had an affair because somebody is pregnant. Why are you still there?
Your Honor, when I was in the military, my VA loan guaranteed me up to $150,000 for purchasing a home. Now, that VA benefit, I can't get back until that home is paid off. That's a 30-year loan in that house.
So you're supposed to be together for 30 years and not
change up? And on top of that, I can't get an apartment because any apartment place is going to say, well, look, you have a 79,000.
So you're telling me, now listen to that rationale. You can't get another VA loan until that house is paid off. The two of you are not getting a loan. You have another woman who's carrying your child. Obviously, you must have some interest in this person. You're divorcing now. So you're telling me you're supposed to stay together for another 30 years so that loan is paid off?
I'm not saying I want to stay in the home, girl. I'm just saying it right now.
So what do you want?
I'm asking her to give me time to get my situation straight. She can't expect me to just get up and go.
Your Honor, hold on a second. I want to hear this.
She can't expect me to just say, okay, well, knowing my financial situation, I'm no longer in the military. I mean, understanding my financial situation, you can't just get up and go when you have people that creditors are going to say, well, look, you have an $80,000 house on your credit. How are you going to pay this apartment payment if you still have this house that's on your credit?
Well, you know what? You got a problem. Because all of that you should have thought about long before you went out there to step. And you got another woman pregnant. You should have thought about that long before. Your reasoning and your analysis is a little late. The relationship is over. You got to find an apartment. All of that or somewhere to live. Should have thought about that long before. Point is, now you got another financial obligation that's about to hit you. And that's child support. And then you have another child that you have to take care of. You weren't thinking at all. And now it's kind of late. But you got to now dance to the pipe.